conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, we started looking yesterday at the fact that the devil, he goes around like a roaring lion, but the fact is the Bible said that he goes around in the dark and he hunts in the dark. That's what the lions do. I'm from Africa. I've seen it. They hunt in the dark. It's cooler and they're all hidden better. And so he hunts in the dark. And we found out that the devil is imitating this lion and devouring whom he can devour, according to 1 Peter 5:8. So there are those that he cannot devour. The ones he can devour are the ones in the dark. They don't know the word. They're not sure about the word. They don't know God. They're not covered by what God says. But the ones in the light, the word says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Those people, the devil cannot catch them because they're in the light. They're not stumbling around in the dark. And so he tries to get the word out of us as quick as he can because he knows it's going to bring light, and then he can't trap us. So we want to pick up the service where we left off yesterday. So let's join the service right now and bless God. I believe you're going to receive all the Lord would have you receive.
So you've got to stay in the Word of God. That's why Jesus said you can't live in your natural state and bread alone by eating and drinking and emotions. He said you cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. You have to be walking in the light in the Word of God. Amen. So it's important to know the truth. That's why he comes immediately. He doesn't want that word to simmer. He doesn't want that word to produce and bring forth a harvest. He comes immediately to get it out, uproot it. Remember the four soils. Remember that? How the soil was thrown on different grounds, and immediately the birds came and the sun scorched it and the weeds choked it. But some of it, which went in, grew 25%. Out of 100%, three of them died. One prospered. That's 25% of what's sown. So that tells us, and that talks about the word is the seed of God. The seed sown is the word of God. And so he comes immediately to get that out of you. So when I say God's healing, God's healing, God heals, God does heal, he's going to try to put symptoms on you or tell you about someone who didn't, so that you get that out before it produces a harvest of health. And if he can get it out of your mind, then he's got you back in the dark and he's got you where he wants you. So you got to say, no, I believe the word of God that I hear, as long as it's a word and you're showing me scriptures and explaining it. I believe that word. And when he comes to tell you, but so and so, you say, but nothing, the word says. And then he says, well, what about, but nothing, the word says. Because that's what Jesus did in the wilderness. But if you're the Son of God, prove it. He says, the word says. He said, jump off this cliff. He said, the word says. He says, bow down and worship me. He said, the word says. You see, Jesus was walking in the light, amen, even though he was in the wilderness. And right now, the world is going through the wilderness. We're walking through the wilderness with a coronavirus, stuck at home, not allowed to go anywhere without masks and gloves, and people panicking and letting one at a time into Home Depots and things like that. We're in the wilderness. And right now, he's trying to keep you in the wilderness. And so you've got to say, no, I know the word of God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And you've got to start speaking to yourself and releasing words out of your mouth. Even in the middle of the wilderness, he took care of them. Did he not? For 40 years. For 40 years, he took care of them in the wilderness. And he can take care of you in this wilderness. And he will take care of you, but you've got to have the word. You've got to believe. You've got to stay in the light. And so everyone say, stay in the light. Walk in the light. And I won't trip up. You will not trip and fall if you're in the light of God's word. And then when someone comes and roars into your ear about how bad it is, you'll say, now hold on a sec, the word says. The word says. You see, you've got to keep coming back to the word says. What does the word say? Now, I want to give you some examples of being in the dark. Here are some areas how you can get into the dark. Wrong doctrine can be a major thing. To have a doctrine that is not in line with the word of God. And you'd be surprised how many places that are Christian are not in line with the word of God. Tongues is of the devil, the gifts of the Spirit are no more, the fruits of the Spirit are no more, healings no more, etc., etc. There's only 144,000 that are going to get saved. That's all false, wrong doctrine. And if you've got that doctrine in your life, then you're in the dark. Now the devil's having a field time in your life. He's eating your lunch on a daily basis because your doctrine doesn't line up with the truth. Remember, I told you in the beginning, it's not the truth that is so important, but what you believe to be true. That's the important thing. Amen. See, you've got to find that, first of all, let's establish the Bible is the truth. We've got to get that. That is a plumb line. There is no other truth besides the Bible. And if you're not there yet, you better work to become that, to believe that. And make yourself believe. Say, I choose to believe that the Word is the infallible Word of God. You have to believe that. And so I believe that the written word is the author was the Holy Spirit. This is the word of God. The truth, only place I can get real truth is here. So when any truth comes from without of this place, it's coming to you and it doesn't line up with what's in here. Go with this every time. Don't go with feelings, emotions, what people experience, nothing like that. Go with the word of God every time. Even if you're the minority, with you and God, you turn out to be the majority. Amen. That's how it works. It's exactly, you've got to walk in the light of God's word day and night. So wrong doctrine causes you to be in the dark. Satan can devour you. Amen. Seeking those whom he can devour, he's going to devour you. You don't believe in healing, sickness is going to attack your body. You're going to hear him say, yep, that's right. Sickness ain't one of God's grace and mercy gifts today. You're going to have to die with this or live with it the rest of your life. Because you're in the dark, he's got you in that area. Amen. Amen. Come on. You don't need to tithe. You don't need to give offerings. This is a New Testament. You don't need to do nothing. Yeah, right. You are now being devoured in your finances. And if you are one of those who haven't believed in tithing or giving offerings or helping promote the kingdom of God that way, take stock of your finances. Go look at your bank account. Go check it now and see. No, go with the word of God. He give and it will be given back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. He became poor so you can become rich. Jesus commended them for giving their tithes and offerings. Hello? So you've got to have the truth. So when someone says, well, New Testament under grace, we don't have to tithe. What they're saying to you is, I don't tithe. But they'll say to you, because 10% isn't enough, we should give more. Show me your checkbook. I guarantee you're not giving 5%. I know people have said that. They said, well, we're supposed to be free to give even more than 10% tithe. Check their checkbook out and you'll see they're lying. Or they're certainly not doing what they believe or they say they believe. And so wrong doctrine is a problem. Unbelief. You got the doctrine, but now you're resisting to believe it. You have a choice. You can choose to believe or not to believe. You need to say in your life, if this is the word of God, and I believe that, then whatever's written in you is God's word, and that settles it. Make a decision. I made a decision to believe every word in the Bible. Amen. That decision's made. Too late to tell me it doesn't work. I've been in this pool for 25 years, now 35 years, swimming. And you're telling me there's no water in the pool. No, I'm swimming and I've been swimming. This word is real. This word is the truth. I can't rely on what the government says.
No.
I can't rely on communism, what it says. I can't rely on anything but the word of God. This is the truth. This is God's word. So you have to have that word. So a roar from the enemy, a big roar, is wrong doctrine, unbelief, or people focusing on the problem. He gets you to focus on the problem rather than the solution that's offered in the word. See, the word has the answer. The word has a solution. But he's going to get your eyes off the word and he's going to get you onto the problem. Now I'm focusing on the problem and I'm starting to walk in the dark. Remember, he said the word is like a mirror in James. And when you look at yourself in the perfect mirror of God's law, he says you're looking at yourself in the mirror. But when you walk away, healing's over there. But I walk away and I'm focusing here now. He says you forget who you are. Now the devil's lying and saying you're the sick and you're not looking in the word anymore. Now you get sick. He got you in the dark. He pulled you away. He's got you focusing on corona. Amen. He's got you focusing on no toilet paper.
Come on.
I'm serious. This is how he operates. He gets you to focus on the problem rather than on the solution. And the solution is in the Word of God. Another way of walking in the dark is believing the variety of fake news that's out there. You believe everything they say. Well, the book says, the newscaster said, this Fox said, CNN said, whoever. And they're all out there and they're just calling it the way they want it.
Amen.
Oh, you think they don't do that?
Come on.
Yeah, right. Okay. There is so much fake news out there.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. You may not like Donald Trump, but he stood up and he said fake news. He's the one who called it. And he said, I'm draining the swamp. And boy, has he been working hard at it. And if you can't see the lies and the agenda of a lot of the media today, then we have a problem. And if you start believing everything the media says, you're going to be walking in the dark. Get back to the word. Believe the word over the media.
Amen.
Come on. I won't even say what the media says. Okay. And there's so many media outlets. Listen. Internet is a major form of media, and you believing, well, the guy said on Facebook the other day, and so you believe it. Yeah, right. Twitter, the guy said, what are you believing? Believe the word of God. Believe the word of God. Because if you're believing all the news outside of the word of God, you're walking in the dark, and the devil's going to get you. Another big roar right now that the enemy's producing, humongous roar. I'm sitting in a church so they can seat a couple of hundred, and I've got 10 people here. Separation from the under shepherds. Separating the children of God from the instilled pastor that he put in the church. Separation.
Yes.
He's trying to separate the people, and now what's happening, the under shepherds are not taking advantage of the various means that they can get on to stay in touch with the body of Christ. The tools that we've got out there. So they're not using the tools to stay connected with the shepherd of their soul that God's put in their life.
That's right.
And when you're separated from the herd or you're separated from the flock, the enemy, the devil, a lion, always separates the weakest or the oldest or the sick. He separates them from the herd so he can destroy them. So that's a roar from the devil. You can't go to church.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.